K650 here on WGN. Professor Fraud, William Cressy, joining us. And this is a new one, Professor Fraud, the ATM scam, glue and tap. I've been scammed at an ATM before, but I think the technology is really caught up. What are we talking about here today?
Well, it's funny. ATM frauds kind of dropped off the radar a bit, especially during the pandemic. People stopped using cash. And plus with the use of the chip cards versus the, we used to call them chip and dip versus stripe and swipe, with the lower use of cards that only have a magnetic stripe, ATM frauds really went down a lot. But our friends, the fraudsters, have come up with a new technique to separate you from your money.
No surprise there. And by the way, I always forget to mention that Professor Cressy over at the Governor State University. Okay, so how does this one work?
Okay, the way this one works is most of your, especially the better ATMs that you'll find in a bank, allow you to insert your chip card into it to begin the transaction, or you can simply tap it on a little pad they have there. Because most of the cards have the RF signal,
right, the tap reader, right.
Right. And the way the scam works is you go into the vestibule of your bank to get some cash, and by chance, there is someone there. And you try putting your card into the slot, and it won't go in all the way. Well, that's because somebody, very likely that helpful person who maybe opened the door for you to come into the vestibule, put a bunch of glue into the slot so that your card will not go in.
Okay.
And then very, very helpful, this person will suggest to you, if you've got a chip card, it'll probably work on the tap pad as well. Why? What about that? So you tap your card. Hey, you get access to the machine, you request your cash, you get your cash, you thank the person, after all, he's waiting for you to finish, and then you walk out the door.
Right.
The problem is, you are still logged into that machine. Because unlike using the chip card, where at the end of the transaction, you say, end the transaction, and it releases your card so you can withdraw it, The machine is still, if you will, live. It's still active on your account. So you go out the door, and that friendly person that lets you into the vestibule goes over the machine and starts draining your account. And will just do as many transactions as they can until either your account is empty or the limit on your account is reached. So be careful. Always be careful when you walk into an ATM and there's people just hanging out there. Not a good sign. Okay.
That's fast. That's a little scary, Professor, because like you're saying, like when you do the chip thing, they give you your card back before your money appears, right? It's like part
correct.
Of how that works, and that makes sure that you take that card out and you don't leave it in there. But this obviously doesn't do it that way.
That's right. So now if you stayed in front of the machine, you can log out of it, if you will.
Right.
But otherwise, it stays active for several moments and just long enough for that person to sweep in and start draining your account. Again, the fraudsters are an ingenious group. And this one we're seeing out on the West Coast. But, it's usually only just a matter of time before these schemes come across the country.
All right. We got about a minute left, Professor Fraud. Are there any others out there to be wary of right now? I know that the IRS scams are always going on around this time, people trying to get those refunds ahead of you, right?
Right. They will file using – if they can get a hold of your Social Security number, they will file a return under your Social Security number – at this time before you get to file and claim some huge, refund off of your return. They'll probably say you made a lot of money, but you gave even more, it paid a lot more in taxes, so you get a big refund. Well, they have the refund directed into their checking account. And one quick one that's starting to blow up around the country, Bitcoin or cryptocurrency ATMs. We're seeing a lot of fraud with these. You'll see around the country where supposedly you can use these ATMs to buy the various cryptocurrencies. And we're seeing a lot of fraud with there where people put some money into an account that they're directed to, but that account has a back door and your account is cleaned out. Plus, they usually have up to like 25% a fee for using them. So it's not a great deal.
Yeah, okay.
So we avoid Bitcoin ATMs.
All right. Man, I thought we were safe with the ATM these days, Professor.
Yeah, well, you know, as I say, ATMs fraud used to be big. They calmed down, and the bad guys have figured out new ways of scamming you.
Okay. So, well, it's sad that the scammers bring us together, Professor, because it's always great to chat with you, William Cressy.
It's always great to chat with you, John.
Yeah, for sure. Associate Professor at Governor State University in University Park, Illinois. And I think we appreciate his time.